Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
Hey guys, Jim here, reaching out with another episode for 5 Minute Father. Lost my dad on Christmas Day. A lot of you already know that. He was 87 years old, so you never know when, but he was doing good up until 2 weeks prior. He took a sudden, unexpected fall, broke his femur, and it was a very quick downward spiral from there. Sounds pretty morbid to lose him on Christmas. I got to tell you, though, there was a silver lining with all the family being around, so many of us there. He was back home, obviously feeling loved, and a big lesson came out of this for me. Now, I want to make sure that it's clear, a lot of tears, a lot of sadness, but within a few days to a week, my pain was greatly at ease. And it's something I need to share because it's something that I've talked about for years. Gosh, I dread the day of losing this person or that person. And that's very valid. But I got to tell you, the thing I think that eased my pain from that deep concern, which is, again, very valid and something that I can relate with deeply. But the thing that I found was my pain was greatly eased because I had no regrets. I mean, when it came to certain relationships or certain things I've done in my life, of course I have regrets. Who doesn't? But I have no regrets when it came to losing my father because I was extremely intentional in that relationship. I was very aware that it wasn't going to last forever. And we didn't have a perfect relationship always, far from. But 10 years ago when we did the kidney donation together, that was really a light bulb that went off. And I knew that this was a relationship I really wanted to put intention towards. I wanted to put time towards. I wanted to have uncomfortable conversations, good conversations and adventures. And in that last 10 years, we did that from trips to Costa Rica, to getting them out to Irish music, to having uncomfortable conversations with each other, to supporting each other with things that I don't think either one of us 20 years earlier would have ever considered supporting each other in. But honestly, I had no regrets. And that made such a big difference in losing him. And the encouragement that I'd want to give to everyone out there is don't dread the day. Don't dread the day because one of the best ways to ease pain is you can dread the day, but it's coming. None of us are here forever. And my dad was 87, so I knew. I mean, I would have liked to keep him to 100. But we all know that time is of the essence in a lot of things. And there's some relationships we don't necessarily care about, and that's fine. Others we really do want to set intention on. We really do want to go deeper in. So if you do that, your pain is going to be greatly eased by the time you lose them. And I had so many people reach out with loving messages, with loving texts, phone calls, and saying, so sorry, I know the relationship you had with him. I'm dreading the day of losing my own father or my own mother. And I would just try to remind them, thank you. But please know from anything that I'm learning right now, my pain has been eased because I was very intentional. I have no regrets in that relationship. So it makes it a lot harder for me to be heavy with myself, to have a lack because we really did put it all on the table. We really did go all out in our relationship these last 10 years. And I set a focus and intention on it. And I think any of us can do that. But if we get frozen in the fear of saying, oh, I'm dreading the day, then really nothing happens. And then we might also not do everything that we're supposed to. So I would say, you know, of course, be in that healthy awareness that it's not there forever. But just make the most of that time. Set a real intention with relationships you care about. Certain relationships might not be that important that you're focusing on. And that's okay to let those go, not in ill will, but just in better priority. Focus on the relationships that really matter to you. Give them intention. And what I'm seeing for myself, and again, I'm not trying to deny there were lots of tears. There was lots of sadness. However, I had no regrets. And by setting that intention, by really going all out those last 10 years, and we weren't together every moment, but the moments we were together, we really made count. We really supported each other. We really loved each other. And we had some great times together. So all I'm encouraging you is just know that loss is tough. And thank you to so many of you that reached out. But I have no regrets. And those lack of regrets are really easing my pain. And I want to see that for everyone. So don't just dread the day. Make the most. Set the intention. Spend time. And not every moment, but the moments you have. Make the most of them. And it's going to ease your pain. And you're going to feel better about it. And of course, I'm always going to miss my dad. But I have no regrets. And if I can have the same with the people that are closest in my life, and I got to tell you, I hope I go before them. But if I can have it with the people closest to my life, I think I'm going to have lived a better life. So thank you for reaching out. That's my lesson that I wanted to share with you. Losing my dad on Christmas Day was definitely something I'll never forget. I still look forward to Christmas for next year because of the better memories. But have no regrets. Make intention of that relationship and go all out. Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.